Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This episode looks at some famous Scream pairings. I hope you enjoy the show. The term dynamic duo was first used associated with Batman and Robin, the superhero crime busters who burst onto TV screens around the world in the mid-60s, played by Adam West and Burt Ward. It's fast become synonymous with any pair of characters who are inseparable, loyal, and share their experiences. In fact, Laurel and Hardy were doing this way before Batman and Robin were even thought of. Stan Laurel, the skinny one, and Oliver Hardy, the fat one, got together in 1927 when they both found themselves under the umbrella of Hal Roach, a TV and film producer, writer and director who'd started out acting in silent films in 1912. Now, he put them together and saw their chemistry immediately. They began making films together in 1927 and worked until 1950, making a grand total of 107 films. Although their brand of humour was simple slapstick, they finessed it into a unique trademark blend of running gags and mannerisms. They improvised a lot of their routines, and Oliver Hardy was content to let Stan Laurel take over the direction and editing of their films, even though there was a director and an editor in place.
On a mountain in Virginia stands a lonesome pine. Just below is the cabin home of a little girl of mine.
Her name is June, and very, very soon she'll belong to me. For I know she's waiting there for me neath that lone pine tree.
In the Blue-ish mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, a horse entwine, where she carved her name, and I carved mine, or June, just like the mountains of blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine, in the pale moonshine, our hearts entwine, where she carved her name and I carved mine. Oh, June, like the mountains, I'm blue, like the pine, I am lonesome for you.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome pine.
There's always a hint of comedy in duo films, as the two very different characters get on each other's nerves but can't split up. In The Defiant Ones, made in 1958, Sidney Poitier and Tony Curtis play escaped convicts who are literally chained together and have to learn to get on against their initial feelings for each other. It's a stark and brutal study of racism, and Stanley Kramer did a grand job directing. A great supporting cast includes Charles McGraw as the pursuing lawman.
My home in Nashville. Look here what I got. 20 long years on a chain gang, sweating and busting rock. Judge, he come from Memphis, put me in the pen. If I ever do see his face once more, he never get home again. That judge be long gone to Kentucky. Long gone, don't mean baby. Long gone, what I mean. A long gone judge on a bowling green. Bowling green. Sewing machine. A little kitten sitting on a sewing machine. Sewing machine. So fast. Sew 11 stitches in a little cat's tail.
Harold and Maud in 1971 took the idea to an extreme with Ruth Gordon and Bud Cort, who meet each other at a funeral and find they have a lot in common. Ruth Gordon is superb as the little old lady who crashes funerals, and Bud Cort becomes her toy boy. The age difference between them is a mere 50 years. Their relationship is touching, and director Hal Ashby deals with it delicately. It's also very, very funny.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by. On by, on by, on by. On by, on by. On by, on by. You know love is better than a song. Belong. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. And you're there, you're there. You're there, you're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. No, don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by. On by, on by, on by. On by, on by. On by, on by.
A couple of years later, Al Pacino and Gene Hackman played an ex-con and an ex-sailor who team up to travel together in Scarecrow, directed by Jerry Schatzberg. This is a sadly neglected film, cited by both Hackman and Pacino as one of their favourite films. Hackman's character wants to open a car wash in Pittsburgh, and Pacino wants to see his son in the same town. Pacino said it was the best script he'd ever read. They apparently donned drifter garb and travelled around California together before shooting to get the right feel.
Morning comes and she's sleeping beside me. I'm not ashamed that she's lying there. Her lips are still warm from the love she just gave me. She's content with the sweet dreams we share. Soon I know that she will awaken with a smile that strips my soul bare. While I wait for her smile and the sunshine that follows, I offer to heaven this prayer. Please, Lord, let me love her forever and keep her just the way she is now. She's tender and warm, she's mine for the asking, my sweetheart, my treasure, my prayer. Please, Lord, let me love her forever and keep her just the way she is now. She's tender and warm, mine for the asking, my sweetheart, my treasure, my prayer.
In 1969, in Midnight Cowboy, John Voight played a young naive hustler looking for women and big bucks in New York, but instead he runs into Ratso Ritso, played by Dustin Hoffman, and gets hustled himself. John Schlesinger did a great job of direction. Hoffman thought his all-American image from The Graduate, made 2 years earlier, would blow his chances of the part, and asked the producers to meet him on the street. He dressed up as a bum, and they didn't recognise him, and he got the part. Interestingly enough, Colonel Parker took an interest in this film and John Voight's part before it was made, as a vehicle for Elvis Presley, but wanted to turn it into a musical, of course. The film won 3 Oscars for Best Picture, Best Director and Best Writing.
Waiting to get at you,
Jungle Jim.
What's his name now?
Jungle Jim.
Everybody
in
now.
Jungle Jim.
He's free as the breeze.
Jungle Jim.
You can see him breathe through the trees.
Yeah.
You sure look lonely in that cage. Yeah, he's got me in loving rage. Oh, don't give me any of your monkey shines. Hey.
2 years before Midnight Cowboy came Bonnie and Clyde, with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway playing two gun-crazy outlaws robbing banks and stealing cars, who happened to be in love. This was a groundbreaking film and was the first film Warren Beatty produced. Arthur Penn directed, but Jean-Luc Godard and François Truffaut had been considered. Gene Hackman, Michael J. Pollard and Gene Wilder in his first film also star. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon did so well with The Odd Couple in 1968 that they reprised their roles 30 years later and had another hit. In fact, they enjoyed working together so much that they made 10 films together. In the original Odd Couple, Jack Lemmon plays a man whose wife leaves him and his friend, Walter Matthau, volunteers to take him in. Their personalities couldn't be more different, and the results are a very funny film. It was originally a Neil Simon play, and when it opened in New York, the film broke records, playing for 14 weeks at the Radio City Music Hall. The film's success led to a hit TV spin-off series and a cartoon spin-off series. Thank you.
they go, they are known as the couple. They're never seen alone, so they're known as the couple. As I've indicated, they are never quite separated. They are peas in a pod, don't you think that it's odd? Their habits I confess, none can guess with the couple. If one says no, it's yes, more or less with the couple. But they're laugh-provoking, yet they really don't know they're joking, don't you find? When love is blind, it's kind of odd. Don't you think it's odd? Don't you think it's odd? Don't you think it's odd?
Twins in 1988 teamed the unlikely pair of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito as long-lost twins. Schwarzenegger had been wanting to do comedy for a long time, and Twins proved to be the one. The budget wasn't available to give the two their normal fees, so they opted for a slice of the profits, and Schwarzenegger made more money from this than any of the Terminator movies.
Spin a bang, bang. My bang.
I found a great duo film made in 1956 by Claude Autant Lara, starring Jean Gabin and Bourville. They play two black marketeers delivering meat in suitcases across Nazi-occupied Paris at night. This is a real treat to watch. The two have only just met in a bar and suddenly they're trusting each other with their lives. There are various plot surprises too. It's a dark comedy and shows a different side of living under Nazi occupation during the war. It was the film that established the career of Bourville, and he, instead of Jean Gabin, won the acting prize at Venice Film Festival, where it premiered. When I was a kid, I was a big fan of The Lone Ranger, a hit TV series starring Clayton Moore as The Lone Ranger and, wait for it, Jay Silverheels as Tonto. This started out as a radio series in the 1930s, and the TV series became so popular that they had to repeat the episode the following night for people to catch up who'd missed it. Now, this dynamic duo got on real well, almost thinking like one man, and that was the beauty of it. In 2013, Disney produced a feature-length version which doesn't do the original justice, unfortunately. It lacked gravitas and reduced the iconic story to shallow comedy. The best thing about it is Johnny Depp's portrayal of Tonto.
We'll be right back.
Which brings me back to Batman and Robin, the equally iconic original dynamic duo. Now, this did have comedy and it worked a treat. The collection of quirky villains was always a pleasure. Burgess Meredith as the Penguin sticks out as especially unusual. Interestingly enough, in contrast to The Lone Ranger, the modern feature film series takes itself far too seriously for comfort. The original film, Batman the Movie, was made in between the first and second TV series and was originally going to introduce the TV series, but the TV version was finished and broadcast way before schedule. This film is a scream and features no less than four villains: Burgess Meredith as the Penguin, Cesar Romero as the Joker, Lee Merriweather as Catwoman, and Frank Gorshin as the Riddler. The film has great gadgets too. Adam West was offered the role of James Bond and was also considered for the role of Popeye Doyle in The French Connection. Burt Ward, who played Robin, was a bit of a boy wonder. He was in the top 3% in high school, excelled in martial arts, track events, tennis, golf, wrestling, you name it. He was also a chess wizard. He also became the world's fastest reader, 30,000 words per minute with 90% comprehension. He went on to set up a rescue centre for Great Danes and other large dogs called Gentle Giants, still going to this day. And he was the world's youngest professional skater at age 3. I do hope you've enjoyed this look at a few screen duos. There are, of course, many more that we haven't time for here, but have fun if you track any of these ones down. See you next time.